Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Mustafa Sefsin, Mevlana Yusuf'un Narendra, Sübdesai. Family of Peace, Imam Sederci, Narendra. So from 3 months back, brother lost his father-in-law. He'd been ill for a week or so, and eating the mouth of his mom, very ill. One day, perhaps it was a Friday, we were living in small homes, custom-made government homes. So he's looking one direction some time. Now the wife is wondering what's going on. Sitting on his bed, so the room is such, from the kitchen you can see what's going on. So she asked, what have you? You know, he's seen Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And just then he passed away. They're wondering now what good he was doing. He was functioning on his Jamaat, with Jamaat, with respect to all the lockdown conditions and all that. Make sure you perform the Namaz of Jamaat. Then a little bit of Taaleem in the house every day. Whatever came, they would do the Taaleem. 20 minutes, 25 minutes with the family, household. Third was that he was quite generous. Had nothing, but the little that he had, what business he was doing, selling veg, tomatoes, onions, potatoes. They noticed that his generosity was too much. Sometimes widows would come to him, so he'd buy some tomatoes, onions. How much he got children? And he's giving them 3 times the amount. They asked him, you only paid you 10 dirhams, you gained so much. They would say, see, these are all widows. This widow here, she got about 7 children. If I give her that amount of tomatoes, onions and potatoes, how does she make it? What are the children going to eat? So give them 3 times 1. You pay 10, give them about 30 minutes. It's like a daily routine, wasn't it? Some specific thing. And his Jastar Khan was such, amongst the Malays, find quite a bit of poverty. Either they average income or poor. But come lunch and supper, all the poor of the area, they sleep on the Jastar Khan, they're eating. Irrespective of who they are, but they're eating. And this generosity of his is right to them. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala watches, he appreciates. But you've been so considerate and so kind. And this thing came through Taaleem, making Taaleem in the house, Fazail, Sadaqat, etc., understanding the importance of this. Allah Ta'ala watches all this. They say, on end, was crying desperately. His mind, talking this morning, mind must be right. Like the story you hear here, mind was off. Old man's mind was right, children's mind wasn't right. The mind was right, the house was buzzing, business was carrying on, farms were flourishing, everything was going on. And the mind went off, and everything went on. All the good that they were enjoying, everything went. Just for the mind went off. So to bring the mind to the right state. So Allah likes that mind, so when he's crying to Allah, showing desperation, showing his need. But this showing need to Allah, not to people. One is to cry to people that Allah doesn't like. When you stop it, you ishbahullah. You abstain from showing your needs. To people, then Allah grants you purity. You don't show your need to people. And all of us have got needs. Can anybody say that you don't have needs? If your dunya things are right, you still worry about your akhirah. And if all that is right, you don't know that you don't have any guarantee. You have any guarantee on your wealth, on your property, on your health. No guarantee. So this showing and expressing your poverty, your desperation, your need, this must be a like constant thing, not something just out of convenience. What happens is that we do it to our convenience and we do it with time. And the convenience is over, dua is over. So this feeling of desperation that you need Allah's help every second, every moment, that must be like a constant thing. That's why Allah speaks about these people in high words, أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَى. He is the one that listens to the one that is in desperation. Your need and your turn to me must not be out of convenience and mustn't be just for a temporary moment. We're talking about this end and I think he's crying. So a pigeon comes along and the pigeon is taking pity, sympathizing. Little ant, are you crying? What's your problem? Why mustn't I cry? Don't you see that everybody is going for Umrah, Hajj? They're going for the blessings of the Makkah Mukarrama, Jiyarat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now I'm stuck here, I can't move. So, this type of needs also, you show it to Allah Ta'ala. Though it's a great need of being, but you turn to Allah Ta'ala for your need. One person came to Harun al-Rashid or Mamun al-Rashid. So he tells him, I need to go for Hajj. So the king told him, Allah will give you barakat. Yeah, I need some help. So the king tells him, it can be one of two situations. If you have the wealth, you must go then. And if you don't have the wealth, then Hajj is not compulsory. So that person says, then must I also know. I didn't come to you in the capacity of a mufti. I came to you in the capacity of a king. So if you want to give me, you can give me. Otherwise, leave it. So they ask also, they ask in style. But the king of souls gave something. There's a way to ask Allah. To cry to Allah. There's a way. Allah is to pasand karta hai. Ye talab, aapka rona, aapka peetna. Allah likes it. He appreciates that. No matter what you are, who you are, you find the king had a phobia to learn alchemy. Alchemy is a process of turning metal into gold. So he had a phobia to learn this thing. Although he's sitting on riches, but he heard about the alchemy and it was done. So he spoke to his people. So one person said, well, this person here, he knows this art here. So I'm going to fetch him. King now, you can instruct. King asked him, what about the alchemy? So he said, you see, I'm staying in the Jundur. You think if I am in alchemy, I would have been living like that. How live it up then? وَجَعَلْنَا لِمَنْ يَكْفُرُ بِرَحْمَانِ لِيُوتِمْ سُقُوفًا مِنْ فِدَّ وَمَعَارِجِ. I would have been living it up. State of the art, car, house, transport, or everything out there. Why for nothing but some living there? The king just sent him away. And he shouted his khadim, why you misleading me? The khadim explained, you see, your kimya is trasimiltani. If you want the art of alchemy, you don't get it through your might and power. But to beg the person, go on to your knees, cry to him. After some time, it appeals to him, then he will teach you. Otherwise, they'll never part with that. Come on, whoever it is, they won't part with it. So he said, all right. Give me a 1 year break. So he got someone in his place and he went out to this kimyagar, this alchemy. Why come here? He changed his whole look and appearance, wearing Asian cloth, dust covered, hair disheveled. What can I say now? I just got some love for him. I'm there to disappear. You just have a liking for him. Hey, get away. You can do whatever. I just have an attachment. Oh, in the night he's rubbing his head, rubbing his feet, applying oil. What a khidmat he can do. Milking his goat. Doing everything, putting his shoes dry, shining his shoes, doing everything. Wow, this person is there for 1 month, he's diligent and he's complying. You know? Anything, small thing, big thing, man doesn't have to speak about it, he's got it. So about one day after that, 1-2 months, this old man is telling him, telling the king, Jahil, I said, very perfect Elam. He doesn't know how to see Elam also. Hum kimya janta. He knows alchemy. So he plays also. He said, no, kimya ki aisi aisi. Mujhe to tujhse pyar hai. He had love for you. So Allah Ta'ala has made a talabbas. So he got a talab. So where he is, that he could lower himself to that level, just to go on that. Sitting in riches, so not short of anything, but he's got that passion and that majesty. Musa alayhi salam is the Nabi of the time. Right? So there is nobody at his level. And now he's impassioned about learning something. And leaving everything and going to meet Khidr alayhi salam. Is talab Allah ta'ala. Allah ta'ala made a secret. He's talab for Jannah. Talab to meet Allah ta'ala. Talab for his love. Talab for righteousness, that desire, the anxiety. Talab for good values. Talab for the good sifat. So it was not just be for the tongue. It's a genuine talab. When you got it, then no barrier is a barrier. No obstruction is an obstruction. Somehow you maneuver yourself through the obstruction, you get there. Because it's a genuine talab. How you work yourself, imagine if it's your dear wife, and 1 o'clock in the morning, and she's got a severe problem, right? But you just said, I just parked in the morning. Would you say that? Somehow you will say, no, don't worry, I'll sort you out. But money, you don't have money, you lock this person's house, door. You're going to phone that person. Anything what you're supposed to be doing, to sort out. So this is a talab. When you got a talab, you do. So talab Allah Pak appreciates that desire, that yearning, a constant yearning of Allah Ta'ala. Zukna shokan ila diqa'ik, that yearning to meet you, Allah Ta'ala. That desire to meet you must permeate everything else. Everything else is secondary. Person is after his girlfriend, so if he sees her from the window, she's inside, she's outside. He sees her from the window after Isha, and he starts chatting to her, chatting. Now suddenly he hears the Fajr Azan. So he shouted in the Muazzin, Muazzin, what's wrong with you? It's not Fajr time now. Just like we read Isha Namaz. See how he's consumed in the talab, in the muhabbat. The whole night passed and he didn't even realize it. So when you hear about this Zulmanaji, the whole night passes. Someone is in sajda, someone is in ruku. And by the morning they're still fresh. You don't see any signs of tiredness, weariness, nothing on them. But there's a talab, a desire. Kanu yad'unana raghaba wa rahaba. When they called us with eagerness, desire. Yad'unana raghaba wa rahaba. وَكَانُوا لَنَا خَاشِئِينَ, and their hearts were brimming with khushu. So they had that talab. So the talab for Allah Ta'ala must be not for a day, not for convenience, not short term. It must be like a continuous thing. As Hadith of Rahmatullah alayhi, Allah was used to be, कोई तुझसे कुछ और कोई तुझसे कुछ मांगता है, मैं तुझसे तुझको मांगता हूँ. Someone asks you for something and someone asks you for something else. Someone asks you for health. Someone asks you for comfort and luxury. But what I ask you for your love. Now that's the ultimate. Also, what the taste for the love, he knows what it is. He tasted that love, that sweetness, God, he knows. And he would say, the hadith of the love was so much, the love humbled us so much. All Allah asked of Allah, just give me a space, musalla space under the arsh that I can remember you, I can perform the mosque. So when does this come? This comes when there is a genuine talab. And the Mu'afazul Rahman, Ghaz Muradabadi, Sahib Rahmatullahi, he would say, Allah will grant us Jannat. If we were to grant us Jannat, then the whores would come, you know. He says, I will ask the Arabi to the Quran Sharif, Sunana, he says, Sunat, Sunna, Jao, Jao. You know, recite the Quran Sharif to me, and I'll be pleased. Go ask, go and do your work. You see that, talab. There is a sweetness in this, there is something very unique, extremely unique. It's too sweet, it's too great for words to express. It's something beyond every tangible thing, the dunya or akhirah, beyond that. This desire to see Allah Ta'ala, the desire for Allah Ta'ala, that's beyond everything else. So in this month, this is where we should be. Investing our energies, channeling our time, to his love, morning the same concern, evening the same concern. Our minds mustn't be off that. Eat as you want, sleep as you want. Your mind must be in the right place. We'll explain this in the afternoon also, now also. The mind must be in the right place. Allah must proceed with this.
Well, Yusuf Mullah is requested to come to the front and make the dua.
Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluh, wa laka alshukru kulluh, wa laka almulku kulluh, biyadika alkhayru kulluh. Allahumma la nuhsi thana'an alayk, anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. Allahumma laka alhamdu kama yanbaghi li jalali wajhika wa azim sultanik. Allahumma laka alhamdu hamdan da'iman ma'a dawamik, wa laka alhamdu hamdan khalidan ma'a khuludik. ولك الحمد حمدا لا منتهى له دون مشيئتك. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. جزى الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. جزى الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. جزى الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد صلاة تنجينا بها من جميع الأهوال والآفات، وتقضي لنا بها جميع الحاجات، وتطهرنا بها من جميع السيئات، وترفعنا بها عندك أعلى الدرجات، وتبلغنا بها أقصى الغايات من جميع الخيرات في الحياة وبعد الممات، إنك على كل شيء قدير. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا، وما أسررنا وما أعلنا وما أسرفنا، وما أنت أعلم به منا. أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر، لا إله إلا أنت. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا كلها، دقها وجلها، أولها وآخرها، علانيتها وسرها. يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا راحم المساكين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا ناصر المستضعفين يا إله العالمين ويا أكرم الأكرمين ويا أكرم الأكرمين يا أكرم الأكرمين. May Allah forgive all our sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are covered with sin from head to toe, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there isn't a limb, there isn't an organ in our body that is free of guna and sin, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but it is only through your sheer grace and mercy that you have still allowed us to use our limbs and our organs, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, if you wanted, Ya Allah, you could have made us blind with the first wrong glance that we had cast, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, if you wanted, you could have made us deaf with the first wrong word that we had heard, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but you still allow us to use our ears, Ya Allah. You still allow us to use our filthy eyes, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we beg you, Ya Allah, in this Mubarak month of Ramadan, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive each one of us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, declare our forgiveness, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us. Forgive our parents. Ya Allah, forgive our wives and children, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our asatiza, our seniors, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our siblings, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our friends and family members, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive every single ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, bless us with all the barakat and the rahmat and the blessings of this Mubarak month of Ramadan, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, don't deprive us of this Mubarak month of Ramadan, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us the recipient of the dua of Jibreel alayhi salam and the ameen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, don't let this Mubarak month pass without us gaining our forgiveness, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us bring the change into our lives, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we want to become yours, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, and we want you to become ours, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us yours, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us yours, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, who else is there for us to turn to, Ya Allah? Ya Allah, who else is there for us to turn to, Ya Allah? Allahumma la manja wa la manja minka illa ilayk, Ya Allah. You are the only one that you can turn to, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, your door is the only door that we can knock at, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, your maghfirat and your mercy has no bounds, Ya Allah. Allahumma maghfiratuka awsa'u min dhunubina wa rahmatuka arja indana min a'malina. Ya Allah, we can never rely on our actions and our deeds, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we only have your mercy to hope for, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we only have your mercy to hope for, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we beg you of your fazl, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we beg you of your karam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, shower your mercy and rahmat upon us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, cleanse our filthy hearts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, cleanse our impure hearts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are seeking that qalb salim, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we want that qalb salim, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but create that true talab within us, Ya Allah. To go forward and take that step forward, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our hearts are filled with all the evil traits and qualities, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, remove all those evil traits and qualities from our hearts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with all the sifati hamida, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with all the akhlaqi hamida, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our hearts are bereft of shukr, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have no shukr in our hearts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, with the small test that we are going through, Ya Allah, we have now realized how great and invaluable these ni'mats are, which we treat to be insignificant, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, how great this ni'mat of water is, Ya Allah. How great this ni'mat of light and electricity is, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we seek your forgiveness for the last shukri that we had committed all this while, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, change our hearts to hearts that are filled with gratitude and shukr, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let our tongues always be expressing your shukr, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let our hearts always be brimming with shukr, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we thank you for whatever we enjoyed in the past, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we thank you now, Ya Allah, for whatever we enjoyed in the past, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, and continue showering your mercy and rahmat upon us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, with the small trials that we are going through, Ya Allah, we seem to be so weak, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, don't put us through major trials, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are weak, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are weak, Ya Allah. Protect us from major catastrophes and misfortunes and difficulties and hardships, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect us, Ya Allah. Protect our family members, Ya Allah. Protect our children. Protect those that are around us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those that have been afflicted, Ya Allah, with difficulty and hardship, Ya Allah, you make it easy for them. Ya Allah, you create an exit route for them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you restore the ease and comfort, Ya Allah. Allow them that comfort of mind, that ease of mind and heart, Ya Allah. Create the tranquility and peace of mind within their lives once again. Ya Allah, in this Mubarak month of Ramadan, Ya Allah. We are begging you, Ya Allah, to protect us from the azab of Jahannam, Ya Allah, and grant us entry into Jannatul Firdaws, Ya Allah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka ridaaka wal jannah, wa na'udhu bika min sakhatika wa ghadabika wal naam. Ya Allah, we beg you of your muhabbat and your love, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless each one of us with your true love and muhabbat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with the true love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, let the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam become part and parcel of every facet of our lives, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let our lives be embodiments of the sunnah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let every move and every step of ours be in accordance with the Mubarak sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, let our actions be such that they are a means of inviting people towards deen, Ya Allah. Let not our actions be, Ya Allah, such that it turns people away from deen and Islam, Ya Allah. Let us portray the true akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the true mannerisms and the true etiquettes of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, the day is definitely going to come when we will have to leave this world, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let that day be the best day of our lives, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, when the angel of death comes, Ya Allah, let the angel come at the time, Ya Allah, that we are carrying out an action that is most acceptable and most pleasing to you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless each one of us with an honorable death, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect all of us from a despicable death, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from su'a khatima, Ya Allah. Khatima su', Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from an evil ending, Ya Allah. Let the kalima be on our lips when we are passing away, Ya Allah. Let us be ushered into your mercy immediately as soon as our ruh and our souls are taken away, Ya Allah. Let us not suffer the pangs of sakarat, Ya Allah, the pangs of death, Ya Allah. Let the time of death be the best moment of our lives, Ya Allah. Let us meet you in a state that you are pleased to meet us, and we are pleased to meet you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let it be easy for us on the day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, don't put us through sufferings on the day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let our graves be a garden from the gardens of Jannah, Ya Allah. Let it not be a pit from the pits of Jahannam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the azab of Jahannam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the azab of Jahannam. Ya Allah, protect us from the azab of Jahannam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, allow us to drink from the Hawd al-Kawthar, from the Mubarak hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us receive our book of deeds in our right hand, Ya Allah. Let us enter into Jannah without any hisab, Ya Allah. Let us cross the pulsirat with the speed of lightning, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those who are sick and ailing, Ya Allah, bless them with complete shifa, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those who are going through domestic problems, Ya Allah, you make it easy for them. Ya Allah, those who are undergoing financial problems, Ya Allah, you find an exit for them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whatever problem any person is undergoing, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, after all, you are the final decision maker, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you decide in their favor, Ya Allah, for good in their favor, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, remove the predicament that they are facing, Ya Allah. Remove the difficulty that they are facing, Ya Allah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka sayyiduna Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa na'udhu bika min sharri ma sta'adha minhu nabiyyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa anta al-musta'an wa alayka al-balagh. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب.